Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So it's your first time of no kid going to school. They're going to college, but not school.
That's a whole different trip. Story, right? You know, but this is the first time that I go to Target and people are buying backpacks and back to school shoes.
Yep.
Which by the time they're seniors, they could drive and get themselves, just so you know. But there's a nostalgia in July when the back to school stuff starts. Maybe it comes in. When does it come? Like school ends in June and by July 4th, you know, everything is back to school already or Halloween?
August.
Yeah. So there's, you know, just I find myself looking at. The age is probably around Nate's age that makes me nostalgic because that's when they cared about, you know, what their pens look, you know, their pen.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The pen holders. Even boys, right?
Everything.
You know, the size of the glue stick.
Oh, yeah. I had to buy football scissors.
There was a lady.
Oh, no, that is.
Scissors that have football. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Trust
yeah,
me. They're there.
Fandom starts very early.
Right, it does, yeah.
There was a lady at... I'm going to name the retail store at the Staples and Victor, right? Okay. I wish I'd known her name because I would like to send her a thank you note. She was the woman who was like, what school are you at? We'd say, you know, the name of the elementary school. She goes, here's your, she would pull
the
out
sheet.
The sheet
right.
of paper and take you through. Oh no, you don't need those kinds of folders. That teacher doesn't like that. Which teacher do you have? And she knew it for all the schools in the area.
That's awesome.
She was, I know you're looking at me like, where is that woman now?
Yes.
I don't think I've had as good customer service at like Nordstrom, which is known for customer service, as I did from that woman. And now you walk into Bed Bath & Beyond and they're like, here, take drawers, you know, you know, for the college kid.
I know,
this woman, she's like, no, you don't want that. That costs too much money. Try this one.
Wow.
It was like good old fashioned customer service for back to school. And then just even that, I won't be able to take that first day of school picture.
Oh, no.
Which I get it. She drove off in her car last year to do it.
You know, it's funny. Well, no, my son, because my wife would take the picture every year, both kids, right? Well, my son, his first day of college, he took the picture. Sent it to us. How cute was that, right?
Well, we actually, as our son drove off to his senior year of college, I said, get under that tree. I'm doing it. Don't and I made him. And that tree to me is the first day of school tree. That's what it's there for. So I you know, I'm okay. My husband keeps playing, you know, Free Bird at home like it's no big deal.
It's a wonderful feeling, man.
It's like, why are you feeling all the feelings? And I'm like, I'm feeling I find myself crying in the middle of the oddest things, like Target in the school supply
commercials.
Aisle.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.